Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We were discussing the Texans matchup, which I think is a scary one for the Patriots. If you watch that defense last night, doesn't mean they can't win. Doesn't mean we're not picking them to win. I expect the Patriots to survive, advance, get to an AFC title game against either Denver or the Buffalo Bills. Keefe agrees. Mm-hmm. So we're not saying they can't beat this team, but I don't know how you could look at that defense. And it's funny, we've been getting some texts throughout. Oh, look at how they did their final four regular season games against bad teams. All right, maybe they let their foot off the gas a little bit. They lit it up last night in a playoff game. They've been the best defense. I feel like watching them anecdotally all year long. I gave you a bunch of advanced analytics to back that up and underscore it.
Yeah.
It's a good defense. And it's okay to admit the other team has a good defense. Chargers had a good defense. And you beat them.
Right.
But this is going to be a stiffer test.
Yeah.
And I'm even more concerned this week about the O-line than I was last week because I saw Will Campbell and I saw Jared Wilson, a couple of turnstiles against the Chargers.
Yeah, no, that would be the single biggest concern going into the game would be that. Like, the Chargers do have a decent pass rush. The Texans is much better. Will Campbell, this year, overall, good year. He had a good rookie year. There were a couple of games where he got destroyed. Like, that happens. Even good tackles have bad games, right? But the most recent one was not very good. The guy lining up next to him might have had his worst game in Jared Wilson. That's a tough combination. And you know the Texans see that. And, yeah, that would be my concern. Like, you can almost see it happening where, like, those two guys are getting pushed around. Or in Campbell's case, getting pushed back. In the case of Wilson, just do, like, one move to him and he doesn't even touch you. And then Drake May is going to be running for his life again. Now, at least you don't have a statue quarterback. How do you have a statue quarterback? You're like, you have no chance.
Makes a huge difference.
You know, if you had like Matthew Stafford and you had a bad O line, you'd be like, I don't like our chances here.
Yeah, well, Rodgers last night was a dead
Rodgers,
duck.
Right. He had no chance.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I understand all that. But, you know, Drake May doesn't outrun everybody. He didn't outrun Myles Garrett.
No.
You know, and he wasn't outrunning the Chargers, by the way, on Sunday. I mean, he ran for a bunch of yards. They got him five times for sacks, so they got him plenty of times too, and they hit him a bunch. But that answer was interesting. Vrabel says we can't get pushed back in, and then he highlights the play, and I'm sure you've seen this on social media, where Will Campbell tried to cut down the defender, whiffed, and that wound up leading to a fumble that Jared Wilson recovered.
Yeah, good scoop.
It really was.
It was like, I mean, he could have turned two.
It was probably a scoop and score.
Got off one hop. He was going to spin it.
He probably like, could have. But he basically said, you know, look, if you're putting up 65, 70 plays, there's going to be some good ones, some bad ones. He kind of brushed it off. And Vrabel's done a lot of that with players this year. And I don't expect him to put together a different offensive line. But if they're getting victimized by Anderson and Daniil Hunter, and those guys flip spots a lot on the line. You could see that last night. Anderson will line up on the offense's right. Then he'll line up on the offense's left. They flip-flop those guys all the time. And I think if those guys are getting victimized, I could see a short leash with Wilson specifically, Keith.
Yeah.
I don't see one with Campbell necessarily, but I could see one with Wilson.
There's no real option with Campbell. I think Ben Brown, maybe you see if he can do any better. Obviously, both guys maybe not at 100%, right, with some of their recent injuries. But yeah, Hunter had 15 sacks this year, which was third. Anderson had 12, which was tied for eighth. So, I mean, no combo had that kind of production.
I still think Will Anderson, Josh Allen's pretty mobile, right?
Yeah.
Will Anderson still sticks out my head from that Buffalo game where he was just absolutely, just trailing Josh Allen everywhere he went, running him down. So you can only run so much. It helps that you have a mobile QB. I get that.
Yeah.
But I don't know who's more mobile than Josh Allen. And they absolutely brutalized him that day.
Yeah. So, that's why you got to do something. I mean, there's been years now, usually when they played the Texans, back in the day, like with Belichick and Brady, they had J.J. Watt, who was like the defensive player of the year, and he was terrifying. He'd have a million sacks, and then they would just shut him down. They would completely shut him down. Now, he didn't always have a great counterpart on the other side. So it was a little bit easier
Javian Clowney.
Yeah, Clowney.
He was a bum. So, yeah, he didn't have any help.
So it didn't really help him as much. But they always did a great job at limiting Watt. And so what can they cook up to limit these guys? I wonder if not that Josh McDaniels needed it, but after watching the game on Sunday and seeing how that unfolded, you got to have like a new wrinkle here. You can't just be like, hey, Will Campbell, you got Hunter one-on-one. We're good. You're not good.
No.
You're not good. At least not this season. You got to do something else. And I'm sure that he will.
And to your point, I mean, Hunter and Will Anderson, maybe you could take one away or neutralize one, but then you got to deal with the other guy.
Too tough.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. It's Tier Tuesday. Going to tier off NFL head coaching candidates at 11:30. Tom E. Tuesday, Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston at high noon, plus a Kiefer Madness at 12:45. Busy day for you. Stay tuned. We got a lot to get to, including revisiting our coach and quarterback list from last week, how we do in some of these matchups. And I'd say we look pretty smart, Keefe, after 1 week.
Yeah, I mean,
too long didn't
smarter
lead.
Than normal, even.
I'd say we look pretty smart.
Agreed.
We'll get to that coming up. Ray's in Fall River. Hello, Ray.
Hey, good morning.
Yep. Good morning, Ray.
How are you today?
We're great. We're doing really good.
Awesome. Yep. So I want to talk about that game. I'll tell you, the big difference between the legs. You guys started talking about it today. I think they're going to have to keep someone out of the box to keep an eye on Drake May. If Aaron Rodgers had opportunities yesterday to get first downs, and he just didn't take them. Drake May, if he gets those opportunities, we're going to have first down after first down, and he'll use his legs.
Yeah, well, again.
Sorry, I've been drunk.
I'm telling you, I mean, May's mobile, but so is Josh Allen. It didn't work for Josh Allen against Houston. I feel like we just talked about this.
No doubt.
It didn't work for Josh Allen against Houston.
Yep.
And furthermore, I mean, May made a lot of plays with his legs on Sunday. But the Chargers got him a whole bunch, too. They hit him all day. They sacked him five times. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, like, completely one-sided. But May made a lot of plays with his legs. Do you think Rodgers is done while he brought up Aaron Rodgers?
Yes!
Yeah,
I do, too.
I do.
I think he should be done.
So I think he's done, although I wouldn't rule out the I'm done, and then just like Jay Cutler was done years ago, and then right before the season starts, Miami needs a quarterback. They're like, here's $10 million. Now, inflation, it'd be a lot more than that. But let's say a really good team loses their quarterback in camp, and they're like, look, we only need you for 1 year. We have so-and-so coming back the next year anyway.
I mean, but if Philip Rivers is coming in off the scrap heap, could I see that with Rodgers?
Yeah, so that might not be his last game. But, yeah, I don't think he starts – I don't think he's on a team, like, in April, May, June.
This is a good way of saying it, right? Could he come back like Philip Rivers in 2 years? Maybe. But has he played his last game? Maybe not. But I don't think he's – I don't think he's going to be a starting quarterback next year to start the year. I don't. And I think the tell, and I didn't stick with the whole post game. Terp was saying the cameras were really following Rodgers everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean everywhere.
The shower.
Is what Terp said.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Turning an episode of Oz.
I didn't see it with my own eyes. I was kicking myself. Yeah. But that's what Terp relayed this morning.
Take your time, right? Get undressed.
That's the cameraman. That's the cameraman following Rodgers.
Marcus Terp was doubling up as a cameraman last night for ESPN. But, no, the tell was Aikman. Aikman was just going on and on and on about
the guy Rodgers. Who fired Mike McDaniel? Talking about Troy Aikman? That guy, too.
Yeah. And I just have to think that QB club, you know how that goes.
Oh, it's a close-knit group.
They weren't contemporaries, but, like, Rodgers must have told Aikman something in production meetings.
Yeah, probably.
I think he's done. I think Tomlin's out, too. Like, I think Tomlin's going to TV. He ain't getting a job. He's not back in Pittsburgh. They've turned on him. He's lost 7 straight playoff games, 5 by double digits.
I know.
I think Tomlin's going to TV. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right. There's a lot of smoke around that. And really, this year more so than any other year, and yet he's had this drought going consistently where he'll get you a 9-8, 10-7 record and then lose in the wild card round. That's as consistent as it gets. But if you want to go beyond that, I'm fascinated who they might hire. Like, what a weird thing where the Steelers and Ravens both might be looking for a head coach. Yeah, oh, that's
so
wild.
So what is the Rooney track record? I mean, they've had 3 coaches.
They've had 3 coaches. Forever. So,
but... Cowher was a defensive coordinator or assistant.
Yeah.
And then Tomlin was the same. I mean, they don't go with, at least recently, their last 2 hires, they're not going with established guys. So, like, I don't think they're going to go with Harbaugh or somebody like that. I don't think.
Yeah, Tomlin, his last job before the Steelers was the Vikings D coordinator in 2006. And he was on that Tampa Bay staff from 01 to 05.
Yeah. I mean, so, I think that's kind of how they've. If you're looking at how they've hired people, I think that's what they've done.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of opportunities to look at it, but that's what they've done.
Yeah, I wonder if they go completely different, or are they like, hey, let's get another coach for the next 30 years, and let's just keep doing this same thing.
Oh, like, well, whoever gets that job is a lucky man.
Pretty secure.
Not because I don't even like really any of the talent they have there. I mean, some of it on defense, I guess. But, like, you definitely don't have a quarterback.
No.
Not a ton of playmakers there.
No.
But you're set for at least a decade. Like, yep. You could go there and suck and be there for 10 years.
Oh, you just got a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hopefully, like, Pittsburgh. I guess they have a good baseball stadium there. You know, taking some Pirates games.
That's a good point.
You and Paul Skeens hit the town.
Well, for a couple of years.
Skeens is gone. Yeah, Skeens going to leave there at some point.
Primanti Bros. I like Primanti Bros.
Oh, I heard that's good.
Mark's in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going? So, you said Houston lit it up last night. If you call,
their defense.
They lit up. Yeah. They lit up the Steelers.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if you call the score 7-6 going into the fourth quarter, and your defense scoring half your points, if that's lighting it up, then I do like the Patriots' chances on Sunday.
No, the offense was bad, and Stroud was bad for sure.
No, I just think the defense is the real deal. That's all.
But what I did notice though last night was when they got to Stroud. He panics when he doesn't have enough time to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. And if you get a bonus and you sack him, chances are he's going to cough it up. So if I was Vrabel, I'd blitz all freaking day long.
Yeah, so I wonder how much of their game plan last week, Keith, was specific to the Chargers and how much of it is, all right, we're dialing stuff up now.
Yeah.
And the Texans' O-line is not as banged up and as bad as L.A., but it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So they might see some similar vulnerabilities there. Pittsburgh certainly bothered him with pressure last night. And I think Mark is right. He had happy feet, and he panicked.
Yeah.
And if you could do that to him, that's how he's going to look, I think.
You don't have to worry about him running like you do Herbert.
Uh-uh.
You know, like, I mean, if it's there, he can pick it up. But he's not like a mobile quarterback, as it were. So I don't know if you'll have the same kind of plan in that sense, right? We had Christian Ellis on the show yesterday. That's something I don't think you defend.
No, you don't have to spy him Christian Ellis, no.
No, and so maybe you just rely on the big hosses up front, like Williams and Barmore, let them get after him. And then especially if Nico Collins isn't out there, like, I think I'll take my chances with all the guys in the Patriots secondary to defend their receivers.
I mean, honestly, even down Gonzo.
Yeah.
Gonzo for Nico at best is a wash. That's probably still advantage Patriots
if you take
them both away.
Yeah.
And I thought Gonzalez was really good on Sunday night. That's the most impactful he's been in a while.
Carlton Davis will have to be a little bit better if that's the
for
case.
Sure.
Yeah.
But do you have enough there even without Gonzalez
if they
don't have Nico?
Yeah,
you do.
Yep.
617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. We're going to get to Alex Bregman. AJ Pierzynski, of all people, had
well-liked.
had some intel. And yeah, I don't know what his reporting track record is. But he had some intel on the Red Sox and the Bregman negotiations that are just horrifying. So we'll get to that coming up. But first, we're going to revisit our coach and quarterback list from a week ago. Now that we're through the wild card round and into the divisional round, how'd we do? And do we have any regrets? We'll get to that next.